Okay, now we're on the second side of the tape. I've just changed it. This is the second interview that I've had with you, Mrs. And it's November the 19th. I returned in the second weekend. You mentioned that you wanted to briefly restate, make a statement on which you wanted to explain in more detail your education.
People have been very active in helping me in this career.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
it wouldn't be right to mention the fact, I didn't want to leave out these names, of Mrs. Marion gave me so much of her time, Miss Virginia G. Both of them were historians up at the St. Augustine Historical Society. Then there was Judge and Mr. who were very active in aiding in my career, but I did a great deal for them and the St. Augustine Cecilia, the St. Cecilia Club. Of course, I've mentioned Father many times. He was a very well-educated man, and he understood and loved these Catholic records more than anyone that I ever knew. And it was because of that love that I saw his dedication that I became so dedicated. Then there was a Mr. Edwin who did some historical work for the Historical Society at the time I was there. And he and Ms. had a lot to do with siphoning the proper information into my hands so that I would both write and narrate the history properly. That's all.
Very good. Okay, now you wouldn't mind if I ask you just a few more questions
No. On
the sheet. And I heard, as I understand, you had a sudden attack of laryngitis
last week.
So I'll try to make it brief and see how far we can get on this interview. Okay, I will. So the first question that I'd like to ask you is I'll continue where we left off the last time, and we were talking about certain items that you would find in a house or around the house or certain things about a house. So I'm starting off in item 9.8 in the book, and the question I have to ask is, the room at the top of a house just under the roof, what would you call that room?
It's the attic.
And what do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes?
I think you call that the pantries. Uh-huh.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you are about to throw away?
Trash.
What do you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Well, I put my odds and ends in a storage closet in the attic. Now, what they would do in the old days, I don't know. Maybe they'd put them in their wardrobes.
Speaking of daily housework, you would say a woman, what would you say a woman usually does every morning when she gets up? When you speak about daily housework?
Well, if you're talking about work, the first thing a woman would do today, this is mostly what a